Blog Talk Radio. Consciousness, consciousness is an awareness that there is more to us than meets the eye. In fact, I believe that more than 90% of our reality is unseen. We look at the earth, the trees, the planets, and the stars, but 90% of what we don't is what we don't see that's truly affecting our being, our soul's journey, and helping us. The strands from the cosmos and the universe are guiding us each and every day. And that's why we have the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women, conscious women helping you to see the unseen. So I welcome my sister, Mama AZ, from Arizona, all the way across the country. How are you this evening?
Oh, sister, extremely grateful to be on
Hallelujah.
This side of the dirt. I mean, extremely grateful and graced to be here at this particular moment. Sister, you have said everything. I don't know if I can top what you have said.
That was just the introduction.
I know. However, you put it into its most simplest form a lot in a little mustard seed package, sister. A lot. You know,
that's what people need.
Since your journey here, Sister Viata, and that journey to Sedona, I'm just continually downloading and really overstanding and understanding my position on this planet. And you know, when I kind of doubt, somebody will call me. My phone has been giving me issues. However, I understand that a lot of phones are having issues right now, contractions and all of this other, they're having issues. And I may not get that call verbally until after the fact. And when I check it, it's confirmation from the universe. You can't quit now. You can't throw in the towel now. It's not said like that. However, that's the meaning that I get behind the message or the time that somebody reaches out and I'm not able to respond at that moment. I've just had a lot of reflection, time, just analyzing what my purpose and where do I go from this point. And one major thing that I do understand and understand, sisters, numbers and nature are the major keys to my existence, my growth on this planet. And it's to me, it's the simplicity of just being able to work with the stones, the ordinary mineral people, not the mineral people that are all shining and beautiful according to man's interpretation. I mean the common ones, the ones that we roll by or walk by with our cars and with our feet, and we never pay attention to what they're saying, the information that they're just waiting to share with us. And it may sound crazy to many people. However, I'm so grateful to the Most High that I'm at a point in time in my life that I understand some things that are just so beautiful when it comes to these mineral people and the conversation that they have to share with me. And just the fact that I'm aware enough to hear them, you know. So I'm very grateful. Last night I had the opportunity to go to a sister's home, Miss Dina's daughter, who's a medicine, an up-and-coming medicine woman in her own right. Mm. And we had a sacred fire, at least I had a sacred fire, and while all the other women were inside doing their art from their spirit, I chose to sit by the fire because that's my element. That is, it's like the sweat lodges, you know, when they are right and in order. A fire, to me, is the ultimate of my healing. No matter how bad I may feel or whatever the case may be, just put me by a good fire. No matter if it's 100 degrees, I can hang and just be and listen to what that element is sharing with me. And last night it was so revealing, so overwhelming sometimes. You know, it kind of makes me want to cry that just the simpleness of being by a fire and under the moon and just giving thanks that the Creator has toned my spirit to be able to enjoy and see the value of a sacred fire. It's very humbling, sister. It's very, very humbling. And I miss being in the forest. I miss North Carolina, and I miss that greenery. I miss those trees, and I miss being, you know, able to have my sacred fire whenever I choose to, when my body permits me to create it, if somebody else doesn't see how important it is. So I've been doing a lot of reflecting since your journey, sister, and I give thanks to just you sharing you and your spirit with me and blessing me and uplifting my spirit to let me know, hey, you're not out here by yourself. There are others who feel you, Mama AZ. We feel you. We may not do everything that you do, but hey, we feel you. And I give thanks.
Hallelujah. That's so beautiful. It's almost poetry what you've just spoken, because you've spoken about your journey and your temporary state of existence being in Phoenix, Arizona. And it's interesting to hear you talk about the fire. Some of our listeners may not be so aware of how important it is to you to have a sacred fire, but that's all part of what is inside of you. There's a fire in your lungs, in your breath. That's a fire because I was just looking up the definition of fire is a combustion or burning in which substances combine chemically with oxygen from the air and typically give out bright light, heat, and smoke. Oh, my goodness, do I see spiritual message in this? Because what we have inside of us is a fire of breath combining with oxygen, and we are supposed to be giving out a bright light. So it's like, to me, what you're saying is when we make that sacred fire, it's a reflection of who we were are intended to be, a bright light on this earth of dark that's sometimes very dark in the spiritual realm. As I said in the beginning, most of our reality is what we don't see. So a lot of us are experiencing a lot of dark energy during the day that doesn't really vibrate with who we are. And so it's a conflict throughout the day to have people's words or people's actions that are dark in energy come to our bright light, which you, when you set your fire, that's just what's going on the inside of you. That bright light wants to shine on the outside. So seeing yourself, you're almost seeing yourself in a mirror when you look at the fire. And that's what our Creator intends for all of us, is to be reminded. That's why I'm so grateful that you wanted to do this show, because I have learned so much about nature and things that I didn't pay attention to. The mineral people, the rocks, that's the beauty of going to Sedona, everyone, is that you are surrounded by these beautiful red mountains everywhere you go. I don't think there's a place in Sedona where you don't see red mountains. Is there, Mom AZ, a place anywhere in that city where you're not looking at red mountains?
Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
And so you're just surrounded by the mineral people's energy that just keeps you conscious of creation and what is possible and what is in us, even the stones within us. It's just such a reminder of what is inside of us when you're in Sedona, Arizona, because being surrounded by those beautiful cut-out mountains and the energy that is present when you are conscious, it just brings you to a new height, a new level of love for where we are on the earth and a love for our Creator and His nature. And it's just so awesome. I'm actually, you know, we like to throw out this phrase, stuck on stupid. So I'm coming up with an acronym for stupid, because the word stupid sounds so negative. I think this might cheer you up a little, Mom AZ.
Okay.
Hold
up, sister. Let me get my pencil and my notepad.
And so I want our listening audience to pay attention, because these things are coming to us. We're downloading as we speak sometimes. We're downloading all day from the fibers of the universe, the cosmos. When you're conscious and when you are involved with overcoming nature deficit disorder, when you're on a mission to understand the voices of nature, then you're always downloading things that are meant to bring that bright light of the fire. The fire goes out when you no longer have breath in you. And so we're trying to, in this podcast, our attempt is to keep the fire burning. So I wanted to share this on the air with my sister, because maybe you have some other thoughts about this, but the word stupid to me speaks of when someone is stuck on stupid. That word is formed from other letters that have other meanings or other words. So this is what I've come up with for the word stupid. Many, many people are stuck on substandard teachings. That's the first two letters, substandard teachings. Whose standard are we trying to follow? It's certainly not man's standard. It's the Creator's standards. It's the universe standards. We are microcosms of the universe. So anything that is below the standard of our Creator, that's on the level of man's average thinking, is substandard. So when we say that we meet lots and lots of people who are stuck on stupid, the first two words that come to mind are substandard teachings. People are stuck in this earth on the teachings of man instead of the teachings of our Creator. And so then the letters UPID are left. And so I've come up so far, and we might change if you, anyone listening has some ideas on the word, the acronym for stupid. Substandard teachings. People are stuck on substandard teachings and unable to propel, inspire, and develop. So the last four letters of stupid, UPID, so far we're coming up with unable, and we throw in the word to just an addition, a special connecting letter word, propel to what? Propel to the heights that we were created to go to. We're supposed to be ascending. So in order to ascend, you have to be able to propel or have fire behind you. Okay, I like that. Propel, substandard teachings, unable to propel, inspire, we need inspiration, and develop your soul. So if anyone has any better ideas, that's going to be our acronym for Stuck on Stupid, STUPID, substandard teachings, unable to propel or inspire or develop. So any comments on that?
Okay, sister, you said unable to propel,
inspire or develop. That's what people are stuck on. Substandard teaching. The teachings of man are not able to propel us, inspire us, or develop us. It's the standard, the above standards, over standard, the high standards of teachings that propel us, inspire, and develop. So that's the first draft.
Yes.
So if you can think of any.
That's major. That's a major first draft, if you ask me.
So the word propel, it's interesting, the definition for that is to drive, push, or cause to move in a particular direction, typically forward. The boat is propelled by using a very long paddle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we have a lot of people that are going backwards instead of forward, because they're listening to the teachings of man. The teachings of man are not going to propel us forward. Forward to what? Forward to our destiny on this earth as souls. We have a destiny. We have an assignment. And if we're still breathing, then all of us are still going. Most of us are meant to go forward, not backwards. The reason we still have breath or the fire in us is that we're intended to go forward, not keep going back to the same old patterns, the same old ways that we had when we were in kindergarten or Sunday school, but we are meant to develop our understanding of the spiritual nature and the unseen realities in our Creator's universe.
That is correct.
So another definition, inspire is to fill with the urge or ability to do or feel something, especially to do something creative. I love that. Do something of the Creator. Create. We are meant to be creators on this earth. And so what we're seeing with Stuck on Stupid, people are stuck on the teachings that don't inspire to be creative. You look at the number of people who want to be call themselves victims of not being able to find a job, victims of the violence of police. You know, we've had these killings in urban areas of black men, and it's all because they're black. There's this victim mind. And if you're stuck on stupid, the attitude you have is, well, we're just victims. These teachings that we get from the government and from the people in our neighborhood and the television is that we're victims and there's not really anything we can do about it. Well, that's because you're stuck on teachings of man and not on the authoritative party of the creator and the universe and the cosmos. Because the cosmos, mm-hmm. when you start setting sacred fires, you begin to feel inspired that there's so much more to this human vessel than what we've been taught. It's all about the teachings or beliefs that we've held on to. And so that's why this show is unique in itself and very different for people. And some people may not understand because we're stuck. We get stuck on these teachings, the teachings of man, instead of pursuing the higher learning of the universe city above us, not the universe of man in these urban areas or on this planet, but we need to get stuck on, we need to get involved with and consume the teachings of the universe and the spiritual realm that is invisible.
And, sister, I'd like to add, you have opened up a gate that I'd like to add to. I've been getting messages from the Pleiades, and it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. I'm not sure if I've connected you with a friend of mine, Diane Light. Yes, you have, because she spoke on the show.
Mm-hmm. I remember the name.
Mm-hmm. Well, she had the opportunity to spend some time in Joshua Tree this past weekend, and they had a UFO conference, or a whole bunch of people from all over came together in Joshua Tree, the desert. If anyone is interested, you could just pull up Joshua Tree and go from there. But they had this major, major UFO conference. And some of what she shared with me last night and yesterday was they had a meditation. And it was interesting because I've been getting a similar information as well when I do my meditation. You know, I reach out to my star brothers and sisters, meaning from other realms, especially the Pleiades, to assist me in downloading this information so that I can overstand and understand exactly what is being downloaded to me, you know, in a good way, you see. And so the information that she shared was that we must reach out to our star brothers and sisters to help us here in this realm, on this earth, at this particular time, because there's a major, major, major shift that is being formulated. And the veil is getting thinner. And because of your visit, especially in the sweat lodge, and the information, sister, that I have been receiving, you know, we must be careful and decipher and sift, use discernment as to what we hear, what we listen to, especially over the airwaves. And what really made that plain was when the sister Bay sent me, I think it's Miles, Dr. Miles Monroe, his last sermon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, powerful.
It was powerful. And I'm not saying that I agree with wholeheartedly 180% of what brother says. However, he has a lot of very insightful information, and I would encourage everybody to pull up Dr. Miles Moreau, Reverend, his last sermon, and play it over and over and over until you receive whatever it is that you are to receive from that. And then there are others, and let your intuition punch on the others, the other information that he has on that listing of videos or talks that he's given. It's very powerful, because these are times now, and especially for our women to perfect your intuition and to listen to your gut and be very mindful of what you take in to your conscious. Because as Dr. Miles says, well, how does he say it? He says the conscious, repetitiously, if you listen, it will get to the subconscious, your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what that is, sister, it may not be in your best interest to continue your mission journey here on this earth in a good way, you see. So these are times, especially for women, to pay attention to your gut, your GPS system. It's vital. And you talk to your higher self, your mini self, and you say, hey, let's do this together. We are all one. We are all connected. And we're here for a special purpose, to do whatever we agree to do for this planet in a good way. And, sister, I've surrounded myself with more red rock or red stone, because for some reason, and I have to have a chat or reason with Brother Kwame, it's like it's speeded up. I hear them more. And last night at the sacred fire, Miss Gina's daughter allowed me to bring 26 mineral people, and they asked me to place them around the pool. And when I added up her address, the numbers, it added up to a 2, which is like a gateway, a doorway. And that was so fascinating to me, to hear some of the information that was coming through when I was sitting there by myself with the other people that were around, the ancestors, to hear the communication and the information that was being downloaded to me. So I'm encouraging everyone who's listening to this show to share with your friends, to go back and go into the archive.
Hold on. Keep going.
Yes, to hear what we are saying, Sister Viata and I, and hopefully there are others who want to chime in. Do we have any callers? Is Sister Meridina on the line? Sister? I'm not sure what happened. However, also, I would like for you, Sister Viata, and the listening audience to pull up Christine Day. She's a very interesting person, and some of her life story, when you read it, is similar to mine. And I was made aware of conclusively the star system that I came from when I had my first connection with Dr. Stanley, Dr. Stephanie Stanley, who at one time had the Red Tent International here, healing place here in Sedona, not Sedona, but in Prize, Arizona. It was the Red Tent Healing Center. And there, it was like a retreat. This sister had so much information that was just, it was so phenomenal, to the point it was kind of overwhelming. However, I know that the universe positioned me at that time with this powerful sister because of what she had in her library, her possession. And it was information about everything, Abraham, conversations with God. I think it's Barbara Marciniak, Sheldon Nido, all that you could know about the Palladians and other star systems. And this was where I was made aware of the medical ship, the Palladian medical ship, and a lot of other information, people that you can go to the contraption and look up. Barbara Marciniak, is it? Am I saying that right, sister?
Yeah.
Okay. And also, again, Christine Day and her life work and her story, because something similar happened to me when I was in North Carolina in Yakin County, there at this place called Amaray. It's on the other side of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So look it up on the map. I'm not sure if they have information on the contraption anymore, meaning the computer, about Tamaray. However, that's the place where the ship also come to visit. And something very phenomenal happened to me on my Earth Day. I think it was about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, if not longer. And I'd like for you to look up Christine Day's, her story, which is similar to my story. So, sister, do we have...
That's always exciting when you find someone has a story similar to yours.
Yes, yes. I was blown away when someone had called me and said, AZ, you really should... this woman's story, because it's similar, or, you know, to yours, or you are similar, your story is similar to hers. So I'm just very grateful, sister, to be living in this time. And I'm even going back to remembering episodes with my mom, when she was in her correct frame of mind, because I'm learning that no matter and how chaotic it may be, whether we have incest or whether we have a parent who rapes us and does all of these ungodly things, there is always people. This is from the understanding that I've gotten in my life's journey. This isn't for everybody. I'm only speaking from my point of view. I'm remembering, sisters, things that my mom, in one of her many selves, would share with me that gave me the insight to assist me on this particular journey that I've been on for quite some time. And, you know, it makes me cry sometimes that there are so many people who have had very negative experiences with their parents, by their parents. And it was so horrific that they have no way to get out of that dungeon, that cesspool, or they think they have no way, you know, ever. I'm extremely grateful through the angels that I have encountered, the Ascended Masters, and those ones that were my guide. They took me to a place of overstanding and understanding why I chose these people to be the caretakers of my life. And they taught me how to pull the goodness out, no matter how disruptive, negative, or whatever the case may be, because actually nothing is good or bad. It's how we perceive it.
Yeah, it's all our creator. We when we listen to Matt Kahn, he said it's all the creator. Everything is the creator, and there's no real there's good or bad. It's the creator's energy and purpose. You know, I can look back on my young life with my mother and her alcoholism. It was just the only word that comes to me all the time is sad. It was sad. And so we think most people think they're supposed to have happy childhoods, But it's really when you think everything is of the Creator, He ordains everything. He is not asleep. They are not asleep. When we really think about it, our Creator, Yahuwah, is of a collective nature. And so they're not asleep. We are all here to learn lessons, and we don't want to know sometimes why we have to learn these lessons until we get older and wiser and more conscious, and we really do need to know why we had to go through the very sad time. So now when we finally grow up and become ascended, the ascended masters we're meant to be, then we have overstanding, understanding, and we don't have to be sad anymore. We don't really have to be sad anymore. We're just grateful. We come into a place of gratitude, and we are propelled, we're inspired, and then we begin to develop in our journey on this earth of who we're supposed to be, the soul level that we are supposed to attain this time around. So those
this
who are
time
stuck,
around,
those who are stuck, they're going to have to come back and repeat the same lessons, or I feel like those who are stuck are going to suffer more because I am not in a place any longer. I feel like most of my young life, there was a lot of suffering in my younger life than I'm experienced now. Now I have more gratitude, joy, and we don't suffer as much if we stay disciplined in the path that the Creator has put before us. So the journey becomes a little easier when we're not stuck on the same emotions, the same reactions, the same diet, the same. If we get stuck on any part of this journey and stop ascending and developing, then I feel like there's going to be more suffering because we're not ascending and being more disciplined.
Yeah.
So part of our development has to be leaving the old and embracing the new knowledge, the new wisdom that we gain. And if we're doing the same things we were doing 20 years ago, then that's when we're still going stupid because we're not developing, we're not being inspired, and we're not moving forward, and we're listening to the same teachings that we were listening to 20 years ago. I met a woman today who is a Christian woman, and I was so blessed to hear about the things she was writing about, and yet some of the teachings that she talked about there, I learned those in Sunday school when I was 5 years old. So, you know, I don't want to call anybody stupid, but if you're still preaching and teaching the same stuff you learned in Sunday school at the age of six, yeah, I have to wonder if that's what the Creator intended for you. And yet maybe that's what some people need to do, is stay in Sunday school until they're ready for college, the universe level of the cosmos, mm-hmm. and the universe. So it's like, mm-hmm. you don't want to judge people, but when you see that, when you remember your youth, the youth with your mother, your alcoholic mother, the youth in Sunday school, and find people who are 50, 60 years old, and they're still teaching the same stuff you learned in Sunday school, it's like, okay, I have a job, you have a job, do whatever you're doing well, and I can't judge you. I'm just going to do what I know I have to do well. I got to develop in this journey because I don't want to be suffering all my life, so I have to keep developing in every area of my journey.
That's right.
Every area.
That's right. That's right. Sister.
Gratitude.
That's right. That's right.
Gratitude.
You just have to, let them be. And I'm learning that even with my family, you know. Just let them do what they came to do. That wasn't their assignment. And even I'm learning with my children, you know,
mm-hmm.
I take time to have quiet time in prayer with the Most High and say, look, you allow these ones to come safely through my gate. I had issues having them with my health, but they're pretty okay. And if they have stuff going on, just take care of them and bless them to do their assignment. And I'm learning, it's getting easier and easier, sister, that if I do not hear from my children, that's okay too. At least I know if something happens, I will feel it and I pray about it and surround mm-hmm. them with love and protection.
Mm-hmm.
So that
mm-hmm.
they can be strong enough to do what they came to the planet to do. And I'm learning to get with the like-minded ones who are like me and be happy and move forward and teach and plant seeds wherever I can and where I can't, not to get all discombobulated about it, just to move forward. And there are others who enjoy my company, and those ones are the ones that we focus on. you see.
Yes. Yes, like new grandbabies.
Yes.
Yay.
New grandbabies start from scratch. I went to visit my granddaughter today at her daycare, and, oh, it was so precious. I held her for about 5 minutes, and when I tried to put her down, she wanted to cry. She tried to cry. I'm like, oh, you miss Grandma. So I held her a little longer. And that child wanted to be around someone who loves her, who shows her love all the time, who's close to her. And it wasn't until I sat down on the floor with her and had let her sit in my lap that she began to reach out to the other children. And then once we go outside, this little soul got even more free about playing with the balls. And she looked over at me every now and then to see if I was there. And she began more and more to interact with people her age. But it's like you're talking about. We're beginning to see the people who are like us, and we'll get to know them. And those people who are not like us, we just move away from them, and we stay close to those who show love to us. That's what all of us are looking for. We're all looking for individuals with hearts to reach out and express and show love to us. That's all we want. And so we have to demonstrate that every day to the people in our lives, no matter how they behave. We have to demonstrate that love, and then they go their way and we go our way. And that seed will blossom eventually.
Yeah.
If we keep planting that seed of love, it will eventually get watered from heaven and they'll blossom. But it just brought the message to me today that new soul on the earth is learning, just like we're learning, even at our age, about love and the energy that people give and take from them. And we're learning the same thing. We're conscious now, so we know the importance of it. And we express it not only with people, but we're expressing it with nature, with the stones and with the trees. I hug trees all the time when I get an opportunity, because I realize that's what we're made of.
That's right.
We're made of the same elements of the earth that are in us, are in that tree.
You know, sister, my prayer for you is that the Most High gives you the strength to do what this part of your life is evolving into. I'm not even going to say that on the air, but there have been a few revelations, my sister Yata, that has been coming to me in my quiet time. And sometimes I want to be busy. And I've been told this is time, because you have a journey that's coming up that you're going to need all the strength that you can muster to master. You must be quiet so you can hear. And there have been some really powerful revelations, Sister Beata, that has come to me about you that I must share with you later on this evening. It's very important.
That's why we're sisters. That's why the Creator puts people on this earth together to meet and share the messages that are coming through the collective energy of the universe. And for those who are listening, the collective energy of the universe sometimes includes UFOs or other strange entities, and we have to be able to discern adversary versus Creator's love, wisdom, and understanding and knowledge. Adversary pulling us away from the love, compassion, wisdom, and that which is of the Creator, love, wisdom. So the Creator puts the adversary here as a test. The creator, remember, everything is of our universe, creator, collective energy, Yahuwah. So the adversary, I don't know that it's the enemy so much for me anymore. It's just the test that I need to stay firmly planted in the mission of love, wisdom, knowledge, and inner overstanding. And so if anybody's completely being drawn to the adversary, watching all this garbage on TV and not renewing your mind to be more loving, compassion, then you're going to get swept up in the energy of the adversary, and one of us is going to have to come and rescue you, or you're just going to suffer and show us the way out of this earth. That's the way I see it.
Yes. You know, sister, one powerful statement that Reverend Miles Monroe said. Uh-huh. The Creator gives us free will.
Yeah.
And will, and then I'm going to ask you, will more powerful than the Most High, you know, will it is powerful more than the earth. The will that one has is outweighs everything will, and to the point that the will is so strong with some of us that we choose the dark side, even though the Most High gave us this free will.
Mm-hmm.
It was given, even defy the Most High. And I said, wow, that's such a most powerful statement. Did you hear him say that? And what was your read on that?
I'll have to go back and listen, but that is definitely the theme of his message, was to understand the kingdom of self-government. Who are you and what is your government? And, yeah, the creator, when I read Proverbs and Psalms every day, I see mm-hmm. what you just described, AZ, that some people choose the dark energy, the adversarial way, instead of the loving, compassionate, wise way, because the Father is directing, the Creator is directing this whole show, and some people have to prove his word in Proverbs and Psalms, and some are on the other side of the stage. So everything, all the choices, the will that some people have to choose dark energy versus light energy, it's all in the plan in Proverbs and Psalms. The Proverbs mm-hmm. and Psalms tell the whole story of Earth. It's like reading the newspaper every day. We see everything that's going on in the Earth is in Proverbs and Psalms, in my opinion, because I've been reading those books for so many years, and you look up and say, wow, that just happened yesterday in the news, and it's right there in Proverbs mm-hmm. or in Psalms. Oh, my goodness, that's what happened last week, right there in Psalms. So, yeah, I think the fibers of energy from the cosmos, from the planets, Pleiadians, wherever, mm-hmm. some people, they're directed to choose a certain way to prove the truth of the word in the universe and the word in the book, the black letters that translate into metaphysical energy. So, yeah, you're mm-hmm. absolutely right. Is that there are some people choosing the dark side to show us the truth of reaping and sowing, karma,
yes.
and all yes. the other truths that the Creator has given yes. us to understand in nature as well. Hallelujah.
Yes.
These are exciting times. These are exciting times. If you're
yes.
conscious,
yes.
you're going to yes. reap a harvest of joy and laughter and blessings. If you're unconscious, you're going to show us the proverbs of suffering and death. So either way, it's all good because we're all learning. We're all developing in some direction or another. Some are developing backwards. Some are going forward.
That's right.
So whatever, enjoy the ride.
Enjoy. Well, my sister, this has been a most powerful podcast. We call it podcast.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Yes, it has been. Yeah, and I'm wondering, did Sister Nuradina, did she ever reach back to you?
Oh yes, we're in touch. We're in contact. So that was, it's all good. Very, very grateful to have someone in Florida that is moving forward. She's definitely someone who has developed. She's listening to standard, not substandard teaching. She's listening to teachings on a much higher level, and in opposite to stupid, she is listening to teachings where she's able to move up and be inspired, and she is developing in some wonderful way. So that's what we're here to do. And so it's we sing a song of gratitude when we have meet people in our lives who are going forward as we're going forward on the same path to develop our soul and our mind to give honor and glory to our Creator. That's what it's all about, to glorify the nature that is within us.
Well, I'm very encouraged about the Florida Angels. I call it because yesterday I was guided to call another sister of Ohm, and she gave me some information about a woman's group there in Florida, and I have that information to share with you later on. I'm going to get me some fruit before I call you back, Sister Viata. But anyway, then my sister from Virginia, Sister Sophia L., who is a vital part of the Rock Medicine Women Coalition, she called and left me a message this new day to give me some powerful information that she connected with art at Body Ecology on the land. And that I was just in prayer about it, and that's why I didn't hear her call. And so I called it back, and this is when I found out. I said, wow. I said, so the angels in Florida and the information that the sister gave me yesterday was just so on point, and I need to share some things with you very shortly after this podcast.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we are moving forward. Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm very grateful for you and your input, because to me, Sister Viata, you're sort of like, let me see, how can I put this? You are an investigator from a higher realm, and it's everything right now points to Florida. So I'm just asking for clarity from the Creator, and for me to have patience, because sometimes I get really impatient and I want to get it done now, but you know, it's not like that. And so everything in its time, it's about timing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Love of our Creator is patience in itself, because we know that everything happens in the Creator's time. The universe has everything all planned out, and we have to wait and watch for the signs when it's the time to move or stay or do whatever we're called to do. So thank you so much for sharing with us tonight, and keep up the toe work, keep propelling forward, be inspired, and keep developing your beautiful soul and the fire within you. Keep developing that fire within you, because that's what we're here to do, and we mirror that fire every day when we shine a bright light of love, truth, and purpose to all those watching us. So we will talk soon, my sister, and I'm just feeling led to play the song by Indy Irie called Grateful to lead us out of here tonight. Yes. Thank you all for listening, and aho and shalom.
Shalom. Love that.
Amaze me the way you love.